A woman in the U.S. illegally has taken refuge in a Colorado church, and that's triggering a fight over sanctuary churches.
Now, this is a little different than the issue of so-called sanctuary cities. As we've reported, that conflict is less dramatic than advertised. Immigration agents can enforce federal laws in any city, the only question being how much help they can demand of local governments.
Some churches are preparing a more direct challenge to federal authority under the Trump administration. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Jeanette Vizguerra is a longtime immigration activist in Colorado. She is the mother of four children, three of them born in the U.S. Vizguerra was due to check in with Immigration and Customs Enforcement yesterday morning. Instead, she took sanctuary inside the First Unitarian Society of Denver. Vizguerra spoke through an interpreter at one of two press conferences in Denver.
I did not make this decision lightly. I was thinking about it for weeks. But I think that I made the right decision in coming here instead of going to the immigration office today.
Vizguerra may be the first immigrant to seek sanctuary in a church since the Trump administration took office, but she won't be the last. Across the country, dozens of churches and other faith communities say they're preparing to offer sanctuary to immigrants facing deportation. Vizguerra has been in the country for 20 years. She pleaded guilty to using a fake ID in order to work in 2009. ICE officials say they've already granted her six stays of removal, and they declined to issue another. That's when Vizguerra sought refuge in the church led by Reverend Mike Moran.
It is our position as a people of faith that this is sacred and faithful work. We know Jeanette. We know her to be an honorable human being.
It is illegal for anyone to deliberately and knowingly shield an illegal alien from detection by federal authorities.
Jessica Vaughn is with the Center for Immigration Studies, a nonprofit in Washington that favors less immigration.
Potentially, these church leaders could be placing their parish at risk for prosecution and fines. I hope it won't come to that.
For years, it's been federal policy not to do immigration enforcement in churches and other sensitive locations, such as schools, unless absolutely necessary. That was spelled out in a memo issued by ICE in 2011 under President Obama. The policy is still in place for now. Richard Garnett directs the program on church, state, and society at the University of Notre Dame Law School.
I think the administration thought that it was prudent, both politically and just aesthetically, to avoid rounding people up in places like hospitals or churches.
But Garnett says if the new administration changes that policy, it could set up a conflict between two of President Trump's stated priorities. On the one hand, his push for tougher enforcement of the nation's immigration laws, and on the other, his administration's support for religious freedom.
God most definitely doesn't want to break up families.
Seth Copperdale is pastor of the Reformed Church of Highland Park in New Jersey. In 2012, the church offered sanctuary to nine Indonesian immigrants who were set for deportation. Almost a year later, they reached an agreement with ICE, allowing them to stay for now.
Sanctuary works. I can tell you from our own experience that all nine people who lived here have kept their families together, have been able to raise their children, have been able to go back to their jobs. Is sanctuary brutally hard? Yes, but it is a tool that we will use if we're forced by a brutal regime to use it.
But Jessica Vaughn at the Center for Immigration Studies argues this is not a question of religious freedom.
I see it more as a campaign to try to push back against the restoration of serious immigration enforcement. I think it remains to be seen how popular it's going to be. Is it going to be at all effective? I don't think it will be.
Sanctuary church advocates say history is on their side. John Fife is the former minister of the Southside Presbyterian Church in Tucson, Arizona, which helped spark the sanctuary church movement of the 1980s and 90s to help migrants from Central America get asylum.
That movement changed the public perception of the issue and resulted in the government changing its policy.
It also resulted in the arrest and conviction of Reverend Fife and other activists. Sanctuary churches today say they're prepared to continue that work if necessary. Joel Rose, NPR News.